today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla. Yes. Oh, wait. Oscar has a question for you. Go
ahead, yes.
Is Mike doing his part?
Mike could be doing more. Yeah. Mike could be doing a lot more. No.
Oh, you put the ingredients in your stand mixer, you mix it up, you put it in a bowl, you wait 3 hours, and then you
how
make
about
your
my, how about my way, okay?
Of sending your wife to do it?
How about hey!
Sick burn!
Hey!
And I'm a bit of a baker myself. I've auditioned for the British Baking Show 5 straight years now.
What do you bake, Nikki?
The Great British Baking Show? You auditioned for that?
Now I'm curious. The British Baking Show.
The Great British Baking Show.
The Great British. Yeah. Well, Nikki, what's your specialty, brother?
The sticky buns. Sticky Nikki.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I'm a little conflicted today. When did, if you're looking historically,
yeah,
at children in sweatshops in the United States, or for, or perhaps anywhere, when did children? It was five, wasn't it? Wasn't that the youngest that children go into like a work environment to sew soccer balls or something like
I'm
that?
I'm the only one here old. From a third world country, and I'm the only one here that's been to China. And been to a factory.
China.
Right.
And the smallest stool I saw in that factory was alleged to be part of the preschool, but it looked like it was a working station.
I'm thinking five
for
years
a little,
old.
A little kid.
I'm thinking five is about right, because five corresponds with kindergarten, and that's when kids start to have some use.
All right. Well,
and it was a plastic stool, so that probably says a lot.
All right. I understand. We have made the migration down to the great state of Florida. A happy place to live, by the way. And my wife and I had a little disagreement regarding as soon as we got in. We got in on Sunday. I was here for work on Monday. And Carla felt that there should be a transition week for my son to get ready to go to school. Mm-hmm. I thought that perhaps no time like the present, send him right off to the salt mines.
Right.
And so being that he's going to be in a Montessori program for one more year before we put him in kindergarten, I said no time like the present. The kids have already been in there. They're already doing their workload. They're doing what they do in Montessori, which is, I don't know a lot about it. But
is he still there? Monty?
Is Monty Montessori?
Yeah, the guy who founded the school.
Hey, it's Montessori.
It's like junior college for kindergarten, right?
That's exactly what it is, Oscar. Very good. So my point is, I can understand, and I don't want to get letters about this. I don't want to stir up any kind of controversy, but I do want to say this. Let me just say that the capability of children used in the workforce around the world is something that probably most Americans and most people around the world are horrified at. It's just a terrible thing when you think of our nation's history with with the sweatshops.
Yes. It's a very solemn thing.
How difficult it was for children around the world to be involved in this. And then you have your own. And you have your own male 5-year-old running around the house. And the only thing I put, I wrote it on my show prep today. Let me see how I wrote this. Let's see. Ready for Michael to go back to work, in parentheses, harness the energy. Let me just say that I understand there's so much energy.
Yes.
And when that energy is around the house for what I would deem a week longer than it should be, and you're dealing with the cold that will not die.
Right.
You're saying to yourself, you know, okay, it's time.
No big deal.
It's time. We didn't need this extra week of me saying, 587 times saying, yes, Santa will bring you the Lego pirate ship. You know, it's just, to me, it's not that I don't love my child.
No.
I love my child.
Oh, you love your child.
But he's at a very rare moment when the energy is unstoppable. Now, were
it's
you to,
unstoppable.
If you were to fast right. forward, say, 10 years to like where Robert is, he basically exists like that of a candle that has melted down over a bottle of Chianti. He just sort of drips and hangs.
Yeah.
And
right.
he takes up three spaces on a couch, or he sleeps across a chair.
That's at his age
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's the opposite of energy. So
because
this,
the energy right now is... let me... I don't want to defend... the robber barons of history that may have had.
Everybody
have
has their good points, Mike. Everybody
York,
has their
but,
good points.
But what they may have been doing was taking these little beings, these little human beings, at their absolute pinnacle of body size to energy ratio.
Sure.
And maximizing that for, and especially busy work with little hands.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. And going like in spaces where other people wouldn't fit, like a coal mine.
Exactly. You know, tiny little areas where they can, because the energy is just boundless.
And you get them.
I'm not defending the sweatshops.
No, but you get them excited and you say, little ones, I want you to get ready for the best 1890 you can expect.
Yeah,
you're going
exactly.
to get what you give. Go in there and mine that coal.
Right. Exactly.
What about the work ethic that they're establishing at such a young
age? Well, the work ethic, here's what the work ethic is. And I utilize this work ethic down here in West South Florida. I will say, for example, my stellar breakfast of watermelon this morning, and I finished the plate, and I'm watching my various news shows in preparation for Political Persuasions today, which is going to be a rootin' tootin' fine show.
Oh, yeah.
Download it. And as I'm watching this, I finished the watermelon. I said, Michael, can you take that into the kitchen? The dish is removed from my hands with a fork on it, and it is whisked into the kitchen without any questions whatsoever. So there is not, we're not at that level yet where, outside of going to bed and maybe not watching a tune or playing with something that he's into, there really isn't that question authority moment. They kind of like do it without even thinking about it because the energy is there.
He wants something to do with his energy. You're at the perfect moment to put him in a sweatshop.
So that's I'm not going to do that. I'm going to send him to the Montessori school. What's that?
I think that especially since he's got this, it's not a gap year, but a transition year is what you call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they still make the cotton gin where...
Oh, it makes a great martini.
Right?
Now you're going into a dangerous area with the man you sit across from. Don't do this.
First of all, he knows not of what he speaks. You see, the cotton gin was actually used to replace labor. It could process cotton.
Invented by Eli Whitney.
Yeah, the gin is short for engine, the cotton engine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know that. And there's so many things you don't know.
Okay, I remember as a kid seeing someone working it. Like moving.
No, probably not a child. And you know what? But to make a long story short, and I want to get off this subject as fast as humanly possible. He's got a lot of energy and he's ready for school and he should have gone Monday.
What about a loom?
A loom. Yeah, to make sweaters.
Yes.
Well, don't you think he needs something more physical with the energy? I mean, you really don't want him sewing sneakers. That's not really a lot of energy there.
Oh,
he's still
going to
come home. He's still going to come home worked up.
What about, put him on a campaign down there, Mike? Those signs he would make would really draw attention.
You know, the Bill Nelson campaign, Senator Bill Nelson.
Yes.
He's the senator that's kind of like this, the traditional senator.
Sounds like a made up name.
Yeah, well, they're playing on the old thing with the guy. I don't know. I'm just ready. I'm ready down here. I think he's maybe it's because of my depleted condition where I'm sitting there and I'm probably not father of the year due to my Vicks products coursing through my veins right now where he comes in. Daddy, 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 daddy. I said school, 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 school. So he's off Monday. Monday he's off.
Hasn't he been off this entire time, really?
He has been out of school, since May.
So what is Monday a teacher work day? What is Monday that he doesn't have to go to school?
No, he's going Monday.
Oh,
this
he's
coming
off
Monday.
To school.
Okay. What I'm saying is Monday, this coming Monday, is when he goes back.
Okay.
And right now, it's for me, it's another 2 days off. Another 2 days at Chateau Relaxo, where he's in his jammies till noon.
So when you take him to school.
And then I get off the show, and Mom says my wife, who's suffering more than I am, and as soon as I walk out of the studio with my death grip after doing two shows, and my wife says to me, I've got to rest my eyes. Okay, great. So the work day continues. Now, by the way, people that are slaying the dragon for 8 hours, no sympathy needed for me, okay? I'm fine with that. I'm just... just saying, I think you have to factor in the fact that I'm elderly. And that you know, at 59, this is just not, you know, the way I want to play. But otherwise, things are just goddamn fine.
Is there any chance that on Monday, when you take him to school, you'll drop him off at about 6:15? Wait at the door, Michael.
You hear me on the phone going, by the way, isn't there a receptionist there or something? So.
Drop off at the front.
That's right.
No, I will not be doing drop off.
There's a sandwich.
Like a body at the ER.
The doors will automatically unlock at 8. Just wait here.
Hold on a second. Hey, Carla.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
She might be in the shower. I'm not sure.
If she has time.
I could always bring the camera in.
Oh.
Extension on that cable.
Yeah.
I don't know if she... Oh, here she comes.
She's scurrying.
Hi, dear.
In.
Hi. When does he go to school on Monday? What time does he start? Is it 8 or 9? 8 a.m.? And what time does he get off? 3. Okay. I'm just checking the schedule. Just talking about the fact that I can understand why children at 5 went to sweatshops back in the day because they had all that energy. But come on in and back me up so I don't get in too much trouble here. Here she comes.
No, this is I am.
Hi, Carla.
Hi. I am so exhausted. I can't even begin to tell you. I love Michael, but I can't wait till he goes to school.
Why don't you bring him in? Well, you know, we're sitting here.
No, actually, no, because why? He's actually being really quiet right now.
Oh, okay.
We don't want to. I don't want to.
Don't disturb
good, right?
The beast.
Okay, let good be
Carla,
good.
Carla. Yes.
All right, wait. Oscar has a question for you. Go ahead,
yes.
Is Mike doing his part?
Mike could be doing more. Yeah. Mike could be doing a lot more. No.
So I guess.
Well, you know, hey, Oscar, you know, he makes the deal's the deal. He makes the moolah and I take care of the kid.
Yes.
Okay?
True
big
enough.
Win. Big yeah. Win. Big win.
There you go.
Big
no,
win.
Mike hasn't been feeling well for a while. So he has been.
Since 1987.
Yeah, exactly. Right? 1987.
Bye. Right. See ya. Good visit. Good visit. Thank you for that.
You know, now that Michael's being quiet, it'd be a great opportunity for her to rest her eyes.
Hey, Rob, I commiserate on that one. That's the sleeping factor. Yeah. We'll get to Rob later in the show because Rob pissed Carla off. Not indirectly with the I've got a great pizza oven story.
Oh, good.
That's coming up because I know we normally don't talk about the sponsors in the body of the show mm-hmm. because we know that we've got their little moment for that. But our Uni pizza oven, I just have to say, the gas attachment arrived for my Uni, and immediately I tasked my wife with venturing out, and I found out so many different things about how this is done, and we were able to make not one, but two pretty fabulous culinary masterpieces last night.
Nice.
Very, very excited. But you'll remember our boy here.
Yes.
Had some issues with finding stuff.
Oh, it was a paste and a grocery store right. And a whole thing.
We'll have it in the body of the show. We'll have it in the body. Right
it
now.
Was so, Mike, it was stuff. So complicated. I had a hard time operating my cotton gin.
Stop it. I just don't. We've got so much good stuff on the show today. Including the heat index of 104 and harnessing the energy. I got that and all sorts of wonderful stuff. I'm a little depleted, and that's why I'm scattered, and that's why I'm saying all this stuff, but I have helped around the house.
You have?
Well, not really. No, I kind of go from here, couch, golf range, back to here. You know,
hey, at least you're not messing up the house.
Mike, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean.
There you go. That's absolutely. Right. And on that note, let's start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm only trying to say that Amity is a summer town. We need summer dollars. And if the people can't swim here, they'll be glad to swim at the beaches of Cape Cod, the Hamptons, Long Island.
That doesn't mean we have to serve them up a smorgasbord.
We've never had that kind of trouble in these waters.
Well, fellas, let's be reasonable, huh? This is not the time or the place to perform some kind of a half-assed autopsy on a fish. And I am not going to stand here and see that thing cut open and see that little Kentner boy spill out all over the dock.
Brody, sick vandalism. That is a deliberate mutilation of a public service message. Now, I want those little paint-happy bastards caught and hung up by their Buster Browns.
Larry, if we make an effort today, we might be able to save August.
August? For Christ's sake, tomorrow's the 4th of July, and we will be open for business. It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had. Now, if you fellas are concerned about the beaches, you do whatever you have to make them safe. But those beaches will be open for this weekend.
I'm pleased and happy to repeat the news that we have, in fact, caught and killed a large predator that supposedly injured some bathers. But as you see, it's a beautiful day, the beaches are open, and the people are having a wonderful time. Amity, as you know, means friendship.
Truly sorry. You're gonna pen, Larry, because you're gonna do what you do best. You're gonna sign this voucher so I can hire a contractor.
I don't know if I can do that without.
I'm gonna hire Quint to kill the shark.
August.
What?
August.
What are you talking about? Larry, the summer is over. You're the mayor of Shark City. These people think you want the beaches open.
I was acting in the town's best interest.
That's right. You were acting in the town's best interest, and that's why you're going to do the right thing.
Martin,
my kids were on that beach, too.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That is a character actor, ladies and gentlemen. What was his name, Rob Spiewak?
Murray Hamilton, who played Mayor Larry Vaughn. And you know what I didn't realize until I was watching the movie last night? When he pulls the Cadillac onto the barge at the front of the movie,
right?
There's a sticker on the side of the Cadillac that says Vaughn Realty. So he's a realtor and mayor of the town.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios... Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I sound like him today with the smoky voice. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you do too. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners. We appreciate you joining us, and we are happy to be with you. Always ready to hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial, ladies and gentlemen. Is a low credit score preventing you from buying a new home or from refinancing and consolidating debt? If so, don't worry. There is an answer. You need to talk to our friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Mark told us that if you don't have a credit score of 680 or higher, the big banks and quick online mortgage firms really won't work with you, but Cornerstone can make it happen. With the rise in interest rates, banks are making less money and loosening guidelines to compete much more aggressively.
So,
if you've been turned down before, you may qualify for a purchase or refi, or you might even use the appreciation of your home as a virtual ATM with a credit score as low as 560. I can say with supreme confidence that if Cornerstone First can't do it, nobody can. Call Cornerstone First right now and watch them meet or beat any deal out there. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Boom, bam.
Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And we thank you. I have to say that... every now and then we get an advertiser on the show that gets me really, really excited, and we're going to be telling you about it in our second break here. But Uni is the oven that is just this wonderful new product that we have. And Rob got one. I got one. Oscar got one. Mm-hmm. They are they're fabulous ovens. And the reason that when you have a company like this, that they provide you with their product is because they know how good it is.
Yes.
And they know that by doing that, they're going to get the endorsers, us, excited about their product. Well, nothing could be truer when it came to this particular oven. And it arrived, and it was here when I got back down to Florida. And then I was waiting for the gas attachment that arrived yesterday, and I immediately put it together. And in the meantime, we were relying on the only person that had used the Uni was Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
And Rob Spiewak talked about the process of making his own pizza dough. And then he talked about going out to Wegmans to get the
I was looking for posada. The recipe called for posada.
Let's start with that. So yesterday, the gas attachment comes in. I put the thing. First of all, Rob said you can put it together in a half an hour. No, you can put it together in 6 minutes. This thing is like one piece, two piece. It's
but if I had told you 6 minutes and it took seven, I'd never hear the end of it.
Now, I know, but it's just like you Alton Browned this whole thing with posada. Where did you get posada from?
Where did that come from? I found a recipe.
That didn't come from any of the uni instructions.
It was from the uni recipe for pizza sauce. And what
I
happened?
Didn't, oh God!
And you see what? Here's the deal. This is much more common in Europe. And it's a European company, which is a very cool thing. That
yeah,
they're
you're making
in.
It more. You, this is like when you deal poker. You're putting
that
your little
15
games on
years
it.
Ago. Let it go,
this
man.
This is
what
pizza.
Happened 15 years ago. I wasn't here then.
He put these little games into our poker matches that we have. Poker matches.
Our spirited poker head-to-head matches.
So anyway, it's a long story, Oscar. It's another show.
But know okay. this, in
its
entirety. Rules are in place to make the game
Rob
more fun.
Rob likes to dork out and likes to be likes to have complexity with stuff.
But so, here, I thought you would
can
relate.
Can I tell my side first?
Can I tell my side at all?
Yes. I will let you defend yourself.
All right, good.
So because this is, you got me in an argument with Mrs. O'Mara
Uh-oh.
Last night.
Yes.
Ruh-roh.
So. Now, one of the things where Rob, during the Uni commercial, Monday or Tuesday, I'm not
one
sure.
One of them, yeah.
You were talking about the fact that you can go to a pizzeria and buy pizza dough.
Yeah, and you
don't
have
to make it. And I immediately said to myself, that's really fantastic. So I said that to Carla yesterday. She said, you can get pre-made pizza dough in any grocery store down here. They all sell the balls of dough. Carla ended up going out to the local grocery store and getting, you don't have to call a pizzeria to get it. You can get it at the grocery store, and look at him just chomping.
Well, good for Carla and her pre-made dough.
That's the first. Yeah. That's the first buzz for you, okay. Bob Spiewak. So I said, and listen, you're going to want to get that sauce. Rob said that we have to get this particular kind of sauce.
You even texted
Carla. Carla turns around in the kitchen and turns around with her arms up in the air and looks at me and goes, pizza sauce. I said, no, there's a name for it. She said, no, there's not. It's pizza sauce. And I'm saying, honey, pizza sauce. And so she goes out and I said, well, Rob said. And
did she get a can with a guy from a pizzeria sign on it that says like pizza sauce
now,
in
hold
all
on.
Capital letters?
Just stop for all a right. second. Now don't. She turns around and says, Rob's a dork. That's why he makes it like Alton Brown. And suddenly that resonated with me a little bit, and I realized that she was right. She goes to the grocery store.
Right.
She buys all the ingredients for a delicious, I think it's a margarita pizza.
I know exactly what you mean, yes.
We grow fresh basil down here,
oh,
and she
best.
Goes out. And meanwhile, I put the gas attachment on the uni, and I've already connected the propane to it. So this is going to be uni times 20 because it's gonna heat up so fast,
right?
And she comes back so she walks in and she's got her bag and she goes, pizza dough, there it is, grocery store, not going to a pizzeria, pizza sauce, also grocery store, that's it. And so that's what she was doing. She
Bra
the point
effing
being
O.
You you make it too complicated.
Can I ask you a question?
Oscar, you really shouldn't even touch this conversation.
I
with
like
us.
Food, just because I'm not snobby about it.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
What is the difference between pizza sauce and the sauce you got?
Okay, the difference is that the sauce I got was an ingredient to make pizza sauce.
But yeah, aren't ingredients meant to be substituted?
What does that even mean? This is the world of Rob and the world of Mike, okay? The world of Mike is, do I want the uni pizza, which is like a real pizza from a pizzeria, and it is absolutely, and by the way, we made two of them last night, and they rocked.
I bet there weren't any leftovers.
It was so fast. It was like, it was the greatest experience. This is a product. I'm sorry. I know we're endorsing it, but it is woven its way into the show. I don't care if you send this to the client, but this is for, we have foodies in our audience that are
perfect.
Great.
Yes.
And you're going to be uni'd to death, and I don't care. Okay. I don't care. Because I am doing an uni commercial in the first break. But I am uni-ing you. I am uni-ing you right now because the uni has worked its way. Because when this came out and we pulled it out and it had the brown edges with the crisp and it was incredibly rapid because thing heats up to 1,000,000 degrees. It's spectacular. And it was a hit. Rob Spiewak made his own dough, which the O'Mara family didn't feel it necessary to do because you can buy the pre-made regular dough. This is real pizza dough. This is not frozen pizza. This is real pizza dough. We bought that, and she even bought a ball of it, like you would get in a pizzeria before they spread it out. But they also sell it in flats,
rounds.
So it's so round. Is that what it's called?
I believe it's called a round of dough. Yeah.
And she got pizza
in
sauce,
the round,
and then we put the cheese on and put everything. And I had her construct the pizza, and it came out, and it was fantastic. So there are two ways you can do it. You can do it the gas-fired way with Mike O'Mara, which was bing, bang, boom, pizza, you know. Or you can, you know, spend the weekend being Alton Brown, like our boy here, and get... Now Rob...
It did not take the weekend.
But you like to make things... You like the process...
I really enjoy the process.
Alton Browning your world and making things more complicated than they need to be.
I would say a batch of pizza dough, outside of the time it takes to rise, is probably...
See? Yeah.
20 minutes. You put the ingredients in your stand mixer, you mix it up, you put it in a bowl, you wait 3 hours, and then you
How about my way, okay?
Of sending your wife to do it?
How about
sick bird!
Hey! I put together the oven, and I put the gas attachment on, and I put the propane attached to the gas.
Yeah, 7 minutes.
Six minutes.
Sorry, I don't want to lie.
But
I don't want to lie to our listening
I also
audience.
Like the notion.
I love my uni.
I loved the notion.
You ate the uni.
That's the oni. I liked the notion of doing everything from scratch, at least for the first time out. I wanted
but
to try
I'm
it.
I am telling you. The important thing is when the pizza came out of the uni and it's textural, it's not, the flavor is fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah.
But it's the texture that you get from a real pizza. And I would venture to say better than a pizza you would get from a pizzeria.
100%.
It's made in your own home. And now the honing and the refining and I will be fat at the Las Vegas show.
The thing that's so great about it is that the pizza is served 60 seconds out of the oven. You just make it, you just let it cool long enough that it don't burn your mouth up.
And you just, you take it out like they do in the pizzeria and you twist it a little bit to get one side. And you take it out, you futz with it a little bit and it comes out. And then so we made one and we ate it. And the first one out of the gate, she did really well. There was one side that maybe she overcooked a little bit. Mm. And then the rest of it, then her mother comes home. And Carla says, "Hey, we set up the uni pizza oven, Mom." And she says, "Well, is there some left?" "No." "Well, can you make another one?" She said, "Can you make another one?" And so we made another one, and that was even better than the first one.
So
and,
great.
I'm going to make them for. I'm going to be eating breakfast pizzas, lunch pizzas, and dinner pizzas.
You can do that. If you can
send that to uni, I don't care. I don't care that it's on the show. They didn't pay for this, but it's okay. I love my uni.
If you grow fresh basil, you should try to make the pizza sauce at least once on your own because that's one of the key ingredients. And the pizza sauce was like nothing I've ever had out of a jar or a can. It was sensational.
Well, you know what's really, like, I guess, blowing my mind right now? First, I appreciate both of your approaches. Mike's very efficient. He wants to get it boom, bam, done.
Right.
Rob.
Busy man. Got things to do.
You're
got TV
an artisan. You love your food so much.
The artisanal Rob Spiewak.
I don't know if I prefer getting insulted or complimented by him because they both
That's a pretty
sting.
Nice. Artisan is a pretty nice.
Yeah,
but, here comes something. Go ahead, Oscar.
What confuses me?
Yes.
And I don't understand.
Is the English language?
Is when Rob Spiewak, the guy I've known for a better part of 15 years now.
Yeah, long time.
Worked with him directly for about a decade.
Right.
The man that I know that tries at every instance, every corner, every job to hack the job by saying, what's the easiest way I can get through this methodology?
Absolutely. When it comes to the show.
When it comes to food, you're willing to travel to the mountains of Peru to find the right basil to put on your pizza.
Because he enjoys the labor.
No, what I enjoy is following a recipe that was laid in front of me. And it asked for a specific ingredient.
I know they put the recipe in there, but you can also, like when you said to me that you can go out and buy the pizza dough at a pizzeria, well, then Mrs. O'Mara kicked in with, you know, because she's obviously knows her way around a grocery store. She said you can get the pizza dough in the grocery store. They sell it.
I had never seen it. I had never seen it at my grocery store, to be perfectly honest.
They all the grocery stores sell them.
I'd never
look
seen
it up
it.
Online right now. Go to Giant Food. Look up fresh pizza dough and see. And Giant's the one that if there was a grocery store that wasn't going to have it, it would be Giant Food. But anyway, the Publix down here sold it, and it was hey Carla,
second appearance, unprecedented.
Come here for a second.
Two for Thursdays.
Come here. We're going to bring Carla just to button this up right here. Come on in here, sweetie. So the pizza dough.
Give him hell. Give him hell. Really, Rob?
You know what, Carla? If you
it's
like
called pizza sauce.
Someday. Yeah. Temper thy tongue, Spiewak. Temper thy tongue. But if you ever would like to learn how to actually cook something, someday we must get together.
Oh, okay. You know what? I accept that. I will come and we'll cook.
How easy was it to get the pizza dough in the grocery store?
Oh, simple. You go to most grocery stores have a deli or a place where or a place where they make their bread. Mm-hmm. So they have a little refrigerator.
Oh, a bakery though.
Yes, bakery.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you. A bakery. And
shut up, Rob.
Yeah, it is called a big. See, I need Michael to go to school.
There's a building filled with food, and it's called a grocery store. And you exchange money, and they give you food in a bag.
What was the word you used for Rob last night?
He's the dork.
Yeah, but she's said that for years.
She's called me a dork too.
Yeah.
When I conducted the Buddy Rich West Side Story medley in the car, like on our third date, I got done doing it. It's like, ta-da. And I put my hands down, and Carla looked over at me and said, "You are such a dork." I thought I was done. I thought I wouldn't get another date after that, but it was.
Let's see. I'm putting pizza dough into the Giant website.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Right. Yeah.
D-O-U-G-H.
Nice.
Right. Hey, so G-G-H she said it's refrigerated. Is in it.
It's got to be in the refrigerated section because it's got to be refrigerated. Yeah.
No results found for pizza dough.
Well, you're going to the crappy.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Hey,
if I'm not mistaken,
that's my giant.
You can also use the uni for vegetables.
Oh, yeah, and meat.
No, I'm doing a steak this weekend.
All right,
steaks. I'm going to be cooking a steak. So there's Oscar like doing with the naked shill. I don't do any naked shills. It's really, really.
I'm so excited to cook a steak on it.
Hey, does Carla know that you can buy a steak at the grocery store?
All right, that's enough. Thank you. All right, you're going to get
maybe
me in
some
trouble
swordfish.
Now. There's some swordfish.
Salmon.
Yeah, I you know, for now it's the za. I love
mahi.
God, it's so exciting. It really is. I'm really, Tuna? Really having a fun time.
Do you want to
do
Nikki here or later?
Octopus?
We'll do Nikki Diamond coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on More Broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. What was that? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we're listening to a nice song.
Yes.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Uni. We were just talking about it. Listen to this. Americans love pizza. You know this. Obviously, we love it. We love pizza, and men love fire. So you need an Uni. O-O-N-I. O-O-N-I. Uni is the world's first portable wood-fired oven. Now, I'm spelling it O-O-N-I, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that
they used the thing, to have, it's U-N. They used to have a different spelling, but they changed.
Got it. Thank you very much. Uni is the world's first portable wood-fired pizza oven. You can make authentic Neapolitan-style pizza in just 60 seconds. That's true. Did it. Ate it. Loved it. The secret is the heat. Uni ovens heat to 932 degrees, which means a crispy outer crust and a chewy, tender inner crust. The best you'll ever taste restaurant-quality pizza from your own backyard. Plus, there are two models to choose from. The Uni 3 heats to 932 degrees in just 10 minutes, and it's portable. It's the size of a carry-on bag. The Uni Pro makes larger pizzas. That's the one I have. It heats to 932 degrees in about 20 minutes and offers a quad fuel function. I use the gas, but you can use wood, charcoal, or wood pellets as well. And your Uni isn't just for amazing pizzas. You can use it for perfectly seared steaks, roasted vegetables. For a limited time, Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase. They don't do this.
Unprecedented.
So take advantage of this. Go to uni.com. That's O-O-N-I.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's O-O-N-I.com, code TMOS to get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off. Take advantage now. The offer is good till midnight on November 18th. And we thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that music means. From Pahrumph, Nevada, the man, the legend, one of the finest handicappers in all of sports, and a man who will guide you through your fantasy football league in this very confusing NFL season. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Nicholas Nicky Diamond. Nicky!
Yay!
Woo! Yippee-ki-yay, fellas!
There he is. Love it when you get all Western on us, Nicky. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm great. I'm ready for week three. Sorry about missing you last week. Got slammed over here at the old 9-to-5. You know how it is, us working men.
Yeah, well, you know what, Nicky, based on your situation financially in the previous years, I'm delighted to hear that you have gainful employment. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I don't mind if I just sip this delicious Moroccan mint green tea made daily by Pahrumph Valley Roast.
Okay, Nicky, we've talked about it again. You can't do the product placement in our show. We have deals with it. We just did a product placement.
Yeah, what if we have another coffee company we're working
come
with?
Come on, man.
Nicky, what is your 9-to-5? Are you working at the roaster shop? Is
I'm
that what you're doing?
I brought that up.
Oh, God. Here we go.
.com, yes. 301 South Oxbow Avenue, units 5 through 8. We take it over the block, baby.
Wow, three storefronts,
Nicky,
Mike.
Nicky, I asked you a direct question. I asked you if you're working full time. Are you working at the coffee shop?
Oh, you know, yes, I'm working there. It's a little bit inconsistent hours right now, but.
Barista. You're a barista. Sure, you said that last week.
Yes. Okay. What's that? Anyway, I was wondering if I could get a fruitcake, Spurlock. Is that still on the table?
I'm sorry. Well, the deadline has been met. We can no longer sell fruitcakes, Nick.
That's too bad. What if we did a trade? I'm a bit of a baker myself. I've auditioned for the British Baking Show 5 straight years now.
What do you bake, Nicky?
The Great British Baking Show? You auditioned for that?
Now I'm curious. The British Baking Show.
The Great British Baking Show.
The Great British. Yes. Well, Nicky, what's your specialty, brother?
The sticky buns. Sticky Nicky.
Did you come close to winning, or what happened with that little situation?
No, I've never got a reply for my submission tape, but whatever. Maybe it's a racism against America.
I don't think so, Nicky. I don't think it works that way. You know, what is the secret to your delicious sticky buns?
Butterscotch. Butter and scotch, not.
Nicky Diamond, I had no idea you were a baker. Do you bake at your group home that you live in, at the house you share with the fraternity boys?
They don't deserve my delicious home cooked meals. Those friggin' animals, those savages, those beasts. They will get nothing from me.
Okay, calm down, Nicky.
6 days late every month.
The rent's late all the time.
All the time.
Nicky, it's time to move on to the NFL. I don't even have the games in front of me. I know last week, Nicky, was a bit of a confusing week in the NFL. It was a little rough.
Well, you know, week two, you think you learn something from week one, and then week two, you find out you don't know squat. So that's the way the NFL is. They don't really play guys in the preseason. It's a feeling out process. Starting in this week and next, we'll start to see who's really who.
That's exciting, Nikki. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Any insight on your Washington Redskins or our Washington Redskins?
Yeah.
1-1. It looked like they had a fantastic opener for the season, and then they all fell apart. They fell apart.
Look, they play better on the road. They come home. The stadium's just a dump. The half empty. It is lifeless. The other team, the Colts, they're desperate. The luck, you know, got one game under his belt. They came out with a great game plan, and they really just beat him up. This week, it's Green Bay. You got Aaron Rodgers, but he's on one leg. The Redskins, I think they'll play better than last week, but I see it's hard to defeat Aaron Rodgers.
What is the spread that you see happening? What's it? Will be a Packers victory?
They will play it close. It's a 2.5-point spread. I see that the Packers get a late touchdown to pull away and win this 24-7.
Mm. I forget which team is your team, but are you rooting for Oakland these days? What's your story?
I'm rooting for whatever makes me money, Bermuda boy. You should know that. We know you don't have your favorite podcast. It's all about the cash.
Nikki, I got to ask you about my beloved New York Giants. They're having a rough start again. Mm-hmm. Eli, yes, not getting it done again. This week it's the Texans, I believe. Isn't that right?
Well, 2-0 and two teams. Neither team has gotten good quarterback play. Look, the thing with the Giants is they have no quarterback, no offensive line. It doesn't matter who you have at running back. They're not going to be any good with that combination.
So yeah, that's true.
I think that they will bounce back this week. I think they have too many explosive guys on offense. And Beckham will break through. And it'll be an ugly game. But I see your Giants, Mike. You're very loyal. You always stay with one team your whole life. They will
definitely
pull through and go to 1-2.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear that. That'll make it a game that I like. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
And one question. Will Cleveland finally win a game this week? Will they give that Bud Light to the town of Cleveland?
You know what? If you want to pick Cleveland, their defense has been outstanding. They should.
That's tonight. That's tonight, baby.
Tonight!
Tonight. You know what? The Browns, what are they, 1-36 or something in the last two years. I say it's Thursday Night Football!
He normally only gets excited after either the Carey or the Merle.
That's right.
We haven't even gotten to that yet. Nikki, what do you want to do first, the Carey or the Merle?
Or your pick of the week.
Or your pick of the week.
So many,
yeah, I always
so
forget.
It's almost like picking between a fruitcake or a...
Send me the script.
Let's go with the Merle. The state of Florida is 6-0. They have 3 2-0 teams.
Amazing.
The Raiders this week travel all the way from Oakland. Eventually, they'll be traveling from my town, Vegas, all the way to Miami. It'll be hot. It's a 1 p.m. game. They'll be on jet lag. They will be half asleep. The Dolphins giving 3 points. They're going to win easy, 27-13. The Merle, it's a definite, it's a sure thing, baby. Dolphins defeat the Raiders. Chucky 0-3. Suck it. You could have been in the booth, bitch.
Wow. Do you have a sleeper? Do you have a carry this week?
Yes, don't sleep on this player. Matt Breida, San Francisco 49ers running back. Their main guy got hurt in preseason. McKinnon, this guy's come out of nowhere. They're playing the Chiefs. They're going to have to score the ball. It's going to be a shootout. Breida will get 100 yards and a touchdown. But your diamond pick of the week.
There it is.
The Vikings, they're playing the Bills. It's going to be, sorry, Jimmy Cerrito. If you had fruitcake on your recipe, the restaurant would be doing better. But it's going to be a rough year for the Bills. The Vikings are going to destroy them. Stephon Diggs has been the main guy, but this week it's his counterpart, Adam Thielen, 150 yards and a touchdown against the lousy Bills. The Vikings are going to roll. Thielen, the diamond pick of the week. He's going to light them up.
There he goes. Wow, you can tell he's working in a caffeinated environment. Yeah, thank absolutely. You, Nikki. We appreciate that. That's Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. Always perfect. Exciting, always fantastic, and my God.
Loves the his man jobs.
The man is gainfully employed now. That is always very, very special with the Diamond Pick of the Week, including this year, the Merle and the Carrie, which is the weekly sleeper.
The sleeper.
And I like it when he picks my Giants. He was pretty accurate with that last year. We'll have to wait and see. Interesting year in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. We will take a break. When we come back, I'll talk about a beautiful, beautiful moment that I had yesterday, returning to one of my favorite local stops here in South Florida, and how touching it was. I tell you, it's great when you come back home and you're made to feel at home.
Ah.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of O'Mara. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
With a little help from me, Chris Freitz, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Could somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
Helps when you turn on the microphone. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Robinhood. If you think that financial services and investing are just for the wealthy, think again and say hello to Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, those are exchange-traded funds, options, and cryptocurrencies, all commission-free. Robinhood is the non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. I love Robinhood. Robinhood opens investing to everyone. It's simple. It's intuitive. Even for a newcomer, you're going to love it. It's a great way to get in the game and learn about it and figure it out. The best part, no commission fees. Oscar Santana, how is your Robinhood account doing?
Fantastic. And yesterday we had an unsolicited message that came to us from a listener, Mike.
Yes.
Out of the blue, it said, I'm an early adopter to Robinhood, just got on. They thanked us for having them on the show. And he, as he said, as a noob investor, they walked me through the entire process.
Yep.
It's really, really good stuff, and it's simple, easy to understand. Charts, market data. You can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. I've done it. You can do it. You'll learn how to invest as you build a portfolio. And Robinhood has custom notifications for price movements, so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving TMOS listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, Sprint, some of the good ones, to help build your portfolio. Sign up at MikeO'Mara.Robinhood.com. That's MikeO'Mara.Robinhood.com. Do it today, and you will like it as much as we have liked it, people. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Yesterday, I was overdue. I was overdue to get a little haircut-a-roo.
So you've only been in Florida for about 5 days now, right? That's how long you've been back? So things have settled pretty much, and you're back into your routines?
Yeah, I like being down here. I like doing the show down here. I have dedicated space for what I do down here. And it's just, you know, this is home now. And this is, it feels more like home every year that we come back down here. We're still basically within the 5-year mark of being residents of West South Florida. And, you know, I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I like the crazies.
Anyway, what's the year mark, a line of demarcation to become an actual, you know, people say you have to live in New York City to be an actual New York for at least 10 years.
Yeah,
what do they say for Florida?
I mean,
no one ever lives in Florida for 10 years. So
I know.
They usually move down there and pass away.
Well, that's, I was going to say you stole that, but I'm going to live here and I'm going to die here. I think there's every chance. No, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm, you know, everybody that lives down here is one, you know, two in a row, good hurricanes, and we're out of here. That's the way that works, you know? Then
bloom,
it's like,
bloom is off the rose.
Yeah, yeah. And then, by the way, if that happens, I'm moving to the desert. That's what I'm doing.
Really?
Phoenix?
That's it. Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, absolutely.
Scottsdale!
Yeah, Phoenix, Palm Springs, something like that. Yeah, I'd move out there. That's exactly what I'd do. I'd
Man, I would love to go out there and fix your studio.
It's the only thing, if I moved out west, you know, I might not see my family as frequently. but anyway, so I am planning to...
that's also a dry heat.
Yeah, that's a dry heat. That's a real dry heat. So we came back down, and this is the week. It's really been kind of cute. As I joke about my son being home, it is kind of the preparation for school week down here. And she brings out these just, you know, it's great because it's just after the back to school thing. So they're kind of knocking their prices down. And we have the little guy who's growing like a weed and getting all of his, what's happening outside, Rob? What are you looking at?
Nothing.
What's
going on? I just checked. Someone's walking around out there.
Okay.
You're such a horn dog. Sarah Fraser walked by in a shining top and he couldn't handle himself.
He can't help himself.
Pony, get Sarah Fraser in here because clearly Rob wants a better look.
Put her on the mic. Please come here. Have her sit right next to you
so Mike can see her. Please.
Yeah, please. Can you swing it around?
Yeah, swing around right here.
Swing that chair around for me. Come on over here.
You got headphones on Ms. Fraser?
Yes, she's got put headphones on right now.
Now I understand. Yes. Look at her. She's ready for the red carpet all sparkly and all that.
I mean, she looks almost Elvis-y in that outfit.
Hey, Fraser.
Hi, Mike. This is my podcast cruise look. This is my yacht rock look.
Look at that. You're so sparkly. So, Rob Spiewak, with the camera set up, with these guys being in D.C., and I'm down in my studio, I can see the eye movement. And when I'm looking at Rob, I have literally my camera view of Rob Spiewak is a direct view into his specs. I can look right in his eye.
And my soul.
And when I see the eyes start to shift, I'm always curious, you know, is there some sort of fire outside?
Is there a problem?
There's no problem, save for the fact that outside the window of this studio, a golden woman just walked by.
Yeah. Oscar busted Rob out so totally just now because Rob's eyes were going
odd, wasn't
forth,
it the way he did it so fast?
He is so steamed up for you.
I understand.
He cannot control himself while he's doing a broadcast.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we have a history.
We do have a history. I was going to say, Lester, you know, we have kind of an acting chemistry.
That's right. You do.
You know, we do.
We have a special relationship. We were actually introduced to each other by Judd Apatow, a guy we've both worked for.
I am so jealous. I will always be forever jealous that, you know, if I had had the initiative and the love of my coworkers to actually stay in the same room with them and stay in D.C., stay behind, yes. I would have maybe gotten that role.
Oh, you would be the one.
And I have an acting family, so it's very, very frustrating. Well, you have an acting family, too. So he was looking at you. You look fantastic. Okay, you had to tip it in. He had to do, doesn't she? Isn't she? Isn't she gorgeous?
You know what she is?
Fantastic.
Sarah, I say this as a friend. You're a knockout.
No.
Rob, thank you so much.
Go to HR.
Who's that, Oscar?
Yes.
I think she is HR, isn't she?
Boo.
I am HR here.
Phrase. I want to compliment your compatriot, Leslie Akendo, who is doing some work for us as well. And, you know, both of you have been just a wonderful addition to our show.
Fantastic.
And I know everybody at Podcast Village loves you guys, and you're doing a great job. But please, when you come in and you're wearing sparkles and you walk in front of Rob Spiewak, he is unable to maintain
full
his
burka
professionalism.
From now on.
Please.
Full burka?
During show times from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., burka.
I'm actually worried, though. I think like the eyes are enough though to turn Rob on. So even the full burka, like I feel like, you know, I don't even know. He is blushing.
This is great.
I've been married a very long time.
I know, but it's the eyes. Like I feel like people say that to me. You know, that's the most attractive quality.
Why don't you look at her when she's talking to you, man?
I'm afraid what might happen.
Yeah. Oh God, stop it. Get out of here, Fraze. Get out of here right now.
Bye, Mike.
Oh my God. Her podcast is Hey Fraze. Check it out. She is one of the funniest women I know. Absolutely brilliant. And so that's it. What were you doing? Is everything all right with the machine, or did you?
Yeah, I turned the volume down on the headphones because otherwise we hear the headphones.
Be
the back.
I got it. You know, you're maintaining the integrity of the broadcast.
Of the broadcast.
Exactly.
You can't keep your eyes on Mike, but you can turn on the headphones.
Right.
No, it's so subtle. He thinks he can get away with it, but he can't.
It's the same way a man looks at another woman, checks her out when he thinks his wife isn't paying attention. That's how you got busted.
What if you know your wife isn't paying attention for the last 20 years?
So anyway, now this little tale that I will tell you.
Yes.
We come down here and we're getting the little guy ready for school. And so my wife is doing the routine things you do. It's why you have barbershops that are absolutely jammed the week before school. Everybody wants to get their preschool haircut. So we have this lady named Stephanie that we go and both my son and I get our haircut from Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And it's probably six times maybe that she's cut my hair.
Okay.
And between my son and I, it's probably in the double digits now where he's gotten haircuts. Mm-hmm. And I always told the story about how marvelous it is to watch my son go to this barbershop because he converses with her like he's an adult.
Oh, that's cool.
And she talks to him like she's an adult. And they have these running dialogues, and we always think it's really, really special. And we always go to her.
Right.
Now, with that said, outside of the engagement with my son where she's going back and forth and it's cute, there hasn't been what I would describe as anything out of the ordinary where, you know, there's a friendship or anything like that. But there is, in my estimation, a regular customer bond that forms. And so he goes and gets his hair cut, my little guy. I don't know whether it was Monday or whether it was Tuesday.
Is it a Supercuts or a salon?
I think it's a Supercuts.
Oh, okay. So it's like a franchise of some deal.
And so yesterday, I venture out into the 113 degree heat index.
Yes.
And I get done with the show and I'm like, okay, I'm a little shaggy from the great state of Maine. It might be a good idea for me to blast over there. Usually you got to check with the schedules, but I'll take a chance and see if this lady is there at the salon, at the barbershop to take care of me.
Yes. At the appointed time.
And so I walk in and I say, is so-and-so here? Stephanie, is she here? Mm-hmm. Because I see her chair in the back left corner is not occupied. Ooh. And sometimes they're going out for lunch
break.
Or they're out there, but she's not there. And I'm like, oh, bummer.
Right.
And I'm probably going to get my hair cut from anybody that's in there. And then she comes from the back and I greet as though I've seen someone that I haven't seen in an entire summer.
Sometime,
and,
right.
And I say, hey, how are you? And I put my hand up like this. And there's really not, I think the greeting was something like, hello. And she walks up to the counter and I'm sitting there going, okay. And then she says, can I have the last name, please?
Oh no!
Can I have the last name?
Well, please? Then,
it, yeah. It was after double was, digits on visits. Yeah.
Wow.
It was, last name.
It was very,
you're
very
so
sad. It
was memorable.
I know. She likes the little guy, but
right?
But then I sit
down. Do you think if you had had the little guy with you, would she have known the name O'Mara?
Well, here's what she said. I get over to the chair and I'm like, look, she's competent and she's great at what she does. So that's really all I care about.
Sure.
And I'm just glad she's there because she knows how to cut hair and she's really good and she's quick. And I like the fact that both of us are kind of glass half empty, prickly, hate our fellow man people, which
right.
makes the conversation always fun because you just bitch. She bitches, I bitch. She bitches, mm-hmm. I bitch. She bitch. And so we're going back and forth. And then I sit down in the chair and I said, so how was your summer? And she goes, it was okay. You were in Maine, right? And I realized suddenly that,
okay,
she did make the connection, but it's not, it's not effusive. It's not something where I'm getting it. Not that I want that from somebody cutting
it. Do you think
I
she knew you were Maine? Did she know you were doing the Maine thing when she asked for your last name?
I don't know.
Maybe
I
you
felt
like
when
fell
she
into
asked
context.
For my last name, she didn't know who the hell I was.
Yeah, and why would you need a last name to cut your hair anyway?
But the first question she said, what are we doing today? You cutting my hair like the last six times you cut it. Come on, hey. You know, what's going on? You know?
Hey. The sheer volume of people that go in and out of
You're right.
Or barbershop.
Because, Mike, it is a super cut.
How much time do we have left in this break?
We have 2 minutes.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
This is where I'll ask you for a little advice when it comes to names.
Yes.
There are a handful of people that work here with different shows for Podcast Village.
Mm-hmm. I had one of them on the show. Sarah,
I get tapped on the shoulder. I won't name the show, by someone that says, look, if they're looking for, we have one of our producers that's looking for part-time work. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, have a meet with me a couple days ago. So I meet with the gentleman and there's enough people that they don't know who it is.
Okay.
And I say, this is where we're at. We're possibly looking for editors down the pipeline, maybe in Q1 of next year. But let's see what your skill set is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And very professional and formal. And I said, I'll text you, let you know if we have any availability to go over this in the next few days.
Right.
So he said, I'm in X day. Please text me. I get his number. I text him. I said, we're good to go for tomorrow. So-and-so will be connecting with you. And he says, thank you, Carlos. And
Oh wow!
I'm not thin skinned. We grow up in this business.
Oh,
we take
wow.
a lot. I realize some of these young.
That's a long time since you dealt with that.
These young bucks are they got to learn a few things, and maybe this is a teachable moment.
By the way, that's the name of our waiter at Iguana Mia.
Carlos? A good name.
And right? I remembered it. And I didn't call him. I didn't say you're Carlos, right? Because I remembered his name.
Yeah.
And but it also is the definitive, next to Jose, the definitive stereotypical Hispanic name, which this guy called. So I don't think he'll be visiting with us in quarter one.
So I'm asking you, and I write back, because I don't have time. Like I said, I may or may not broach this with him when we connect.
Say,
if you're looking for a job from
Carlos
someone,
Santana.
If you're looking for,
you mean you're gonna let him come back? You're gonna be thick-skinned enough.
Thick-skinned.
Is he talented?
I don't know yet, but I think as a mentor or a boss, you have to give people the benefit of the doubt. So I write back.
How old is he?
23.
Yeah, okay, slacker.
Well, I had a similar run-in with him because he said, do you know if they're hiring at Podcast Village for any part-time editors? And I said, I think so. And he said, okay, thank you, fat ass.
Then he ran.
He ran away laughing.
This is the coup d'etat, though. I write back, Oscar, a funny LOL.
Yes.
I said, let's connect tomorrow. And he writes, this is, and I have to pull it up because it was... It was pretty shocking to me. This is
what
he writes.
Well, I hope he apologized, for Christ's sake.
So this is going to be weird. If he's listening right now, this is what happens. So
name recognition is not my greatest skill.
okay. He says, oops, O-O-O-P-S, period. Sorry, period. Okay, thanks, buddy.
Buddy!
Oh! I don't let him back in the goddamn door, and I'm not letting you do that. You don't let that hump back in the door. That millennial douche.
Thanks, buddy.
There, if you're listening to that, then you heard me. All right? You know, slacker.
What goes through their minds?
Not
if they're looking
sorry.
For employment.
I am so sorry. That is the response.
Yes.
At minimum. Then you can make it, you can soften the blow by perhaps adding to the text, but not, thanks, buddy.
Hey, buddy. It's Buddy Santana.
You do not let him back. You do not let him, and you do not rekindle
can
that relationship.
Can you imagine? I could not imagine writing Lisa Warden that after I called her Kathy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. Do you think you let him back in the building, there'll be nothing left in that refrigerator. Mark my words. We'll take a break, and when we come back,
okay, buddy.
More fun and more. Okay, buddy. Oh, F you. That's what I'd write back to him. Don't let me meet him. If Oscar hires that guy, you bring him into our studio. I want to eyeball the hump.
Okay. We'll have a new segment called Meet Buddy.
Roll it.
Do it. Yeah. Oh, please.
5,000 subscribers. The Mike O'Mara Show channel on YouTube is now 5,000 strong, and it's all because of you. If you aren't a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Go to the Mike O'Mara Show channel now on YouTube, tap that bell, and you'll get alerts when a new show is posted. You can even watch it live, weekdays with the other P1s, and comment on the fun. On-demand comedy from the TMOS YouTube channel. 5,000 strong, marching towards 10,000.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock is going to be on the Mike O'Mara Show tomorrow. He is the main guru in the Back to the 80s show that we're doing out in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the night after our live show out there, and it is fantastic. It is a hilarious 1980s-themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder.
Murder.
I know we've talked about this in the past, that you're a part of the show, but I don't think people realize that they actually do have an opportunity to solve a murder. I mean, the clues are all in the show. It's really cool, and you get to solve it. And if you do get the solution right, you get recognized on stage at the end of the night. It's a very cool concept.
Now, Justin is the morning show host at 98 Rock. He's going to join us tomorrow along with all the gang. We're going to be in here talking about the murder mystery and how things are up in the land of 98 Rock, a radio station that I've had some time at. Select audience members will get to play parts in the show, and everyone will get to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. It's the night after we do our live show.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking for a great entertainment 1-2 punch, you come out and see TMOS Live, and then the next night you go to the murder mystery. It's a lot of fun. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Come hang with us and make this weekend a little longer. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. See you November 3rd in scenic, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
News.
Boo. The Washington Post, this is a fascinating story for me, has an interview with Chevy Chase. Curmudgeon-y
angry.
Chevy Chase.
Angry.
Now, Rob, I think we both agree about Chevy, and we also agree about something you'll find in this article that I found interesting. The article is called, 74-year-old Chevy is sober and ready to work. The problem is, nobody wants to work with him.
That has a lot to do with those 74 years leading up to it.
Yeah, it might have something to do with his knack for burning bridges. Just in case he hadn't burned the one with Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live yet, he takes care of that in this particular interview.
Oh,
he says,
no, does he?
Yeah, this is his quote. But listen, we've slammed Lorne too.
Yeah, but we've never worked with him.
But I go back to the early days, the edgy days, the caustic, cynical days of Saturday Night Live, and it has gotten watered down over the years.
Of course.
And anybody that knows comedy will tell you the same thing. The guys that started Saturday Night Live back in the day, the comedy legends that were part of
Staples.
That cast,
yes.
And then the people behind the scenes associated with the comedy backbone of modern comedy today that originated with the Harvard Lampoon, went to the National Lampoon with movies like, Caddyshack, Animal House. I mean, there was some real, real backbone to this. And I agree a lot with what Chevy says, but you're right. He's a bridge burner. Here's his quote about Lorne. He says, "I'm amazed that Lorne has gone so low."
Wow.
Yeah, he said, "I had to watch a little of it." He's talking about Saturday Night Live recently. "And I just couldn't effing believe it. The fact that it's still so popular means a whole generation of S-heads laughs at the worst effing humor in the world. You know what I mean?"
Mm-hmm.
How could you dare give that generation worse stuff than they already have in their lives?
Wow.
It just drives me nuts. Chevy said he hasn't liked the show since way back in the day. He said Will Ferrell is, quote, "just not funny." However, he did admit to liking Tina Fey and Kristen Wiig. So
I say he's spot on there.
He's pretty,
What is he?
It is Chevy, but I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
The show hasn't had an edge.
No, it's soft.
For decades.
It's like a 90 minutes. It's got a sitcom level
also,
comedy.
Also, he burned that final bridge on Community when they kicked him off the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
So that bridge was probably burned anyways.
Everybody knows, Chevy is a curmudgeon and he's a pain in the ass and he's not a good guy. He wasn't. Read about Saturday Night Live. Read about Caddyshack. Read about what Chevy was all about. Chevy is a prickly guy. Chevy didn't get along with Bill Murray back in the day when they were
legendary,
young stars. You know, it's incredible.
I recently heard Paul Schaefer on the Gilbert Gottfried podcast, and he was talking about he was in charge of the music for the Chevy Chase roast, and the opening song was called "We Couldn't Get Anyone Good." because the whole theme of it is that he's hated by the show business community. And they wrote a song about it. It said, "We wish we had better people to roast you, but we couldn't get anyone good."
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just when you thought Ticketmaster couldn't screw you any worse, we get this. It turns out they actually help scalpers scoop up tickets and sell them to you at inflated prices.
Ooh, what?
Now, this is alleged, but undercover journalists from CBC News and the Toronto Star posed as scalpers at a live entertainment convention this summer, and they say Ticketmaster tried to involve them in the scheme. Here's how it works. Again, this is allegedly.
Sure.
This is a news story that this comes from. The scalpers buy tickets with bots supplied by Ticketmaster. Then they resell them for more money at TradeDesk.com, which is owned by Ticketmaster.
By Ticketmaster. What? Of course.
If this is true, this is they're
I
done.
I have bought some second market, like second tier, multiple $100 tickets for my family.
Oh, yeah.
Just because that's the only way you could get them.
It's the way you have to. You can't sleep out in front of Hex anymore.
Off.
Jesus, Ticketmaster makes money off the same ticket twice if this is true. Ticketmaster does have a buyer abuse division that tries to head off scalping, but I'm sure that's for the people that are not associated with Ticketmaster.
Hello, this is the buyer abuse division. We will get back to you. Please leave your name and a current phone number after the beep.
A company rep at the convention told the journalist that they turn a blind eye to abuse by Trade Desk users. Here's Ticketmaster's response to the report. Quote, "As the world's leading ticketing platform, representing thousands of teams, artists, and venues, we believe it is our job to offer a marketplace that provides a safe and fair place for fans to shop, buy, and sell tickets in both the primary and secondary markets."
That's just crap.
That's
utter garbage.
That's crap. Wow. Stable zipping. Someone's going to sniff it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be on that.
I have no doubt that I know it's a legend, but I have no doubt that it's true.
It's amazing, isn't it? Speaking of the dumbing down and watering down of our culture, this isn't official yet, but everyone on the planet is reporting that Maroon 5 is heading to the Super Bowl halftime show. Yay, rah, rah.
That's great. That gives a really long segment of time that everyone can go to the bathroom.
Yep, the band won't comment, and here's all the NFL will say. Quote, "It's a Super Bowl tradition to speculate about the performers for the Pepsi halftime show." What's going on,
Maroon
man?
5 is A-list, but I think we think that they are, at least in my eyes, hacks.
Because it's just that, you know what I think, Oscar? Yeah. I've purchased Maroon 5 music. Mm-hmm. I think that Adam Levine and Maroon 5, very talented. What I'm saying is that's where we are now with the type of superstars we're accustomed to seeing. I just don't think Maroon 5 is at that level.
They're very safe.
There's another halftime show that they're planning in which Chevy Chase buys tickets through Ticketmaster.
It's good news you may not need, isn't it?
I'd love it.
Here's the continued quote from the NFL. "We are continuing to work with Pepsi." Can they mention Pepsi some more? "On our plans, but do not have any announcements to make on what will be another epic show." Two mentions of Pepsi in a two-sentence statement. Well played, Mr. Goodell.
I'm sorry that they didn't mention this, but I feel I should say that Pepsi is the choice of a new generation.
Hey, the Super Bowl goes down February 3 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Oh, it's in Atlanta again.
My Mercedes!
Yay, Atlanta. Have fun. Good luck coming home from Hartsfield on Monday.
That's a great airport for high traffic, Mike.
Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. We've had a lot of pizza on the show today.
Pizza.
Yes, the people who make up holidays weren't just satisfied with National Pizza Day, which is February 9th. They had to give a holiday to one specific topping. But at least they picked the most popular topping. Here are some results from the new survey. 66% of people say they like pepperoni. That makes it the most popular pizza topping. But it does mean one-third of people don't like it. Hi, I'm in that group.
You don't like pepperoni?
Wow. I'm not a pepperoni fan.
How did I never know that?
My favorite.
Sausage, I'll eat it. It's not like I can't eat it, but it's not my fave.
That's right, dear.
Sausage came in second. Mushrooms came in third, and bacon was fourth. Number two, 98% of people say they like pizza. Duh. Thank you very much.
Is that a more hard-hitting story than the Ticketmaster one?
Right.
We went undercover and found out that people like pizza.
There's a secondary pepperoni market.
Right. The 2%. You know, the 2% are, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
Where do you weigh in on green peppers, Mike?
I can take them or leave them.
Pineapple?
You know? That's kind of a Shakey's vibe to me, you know, with the green peppers.
I like green peppers on pizza, but I am 100% pro pineapple.
Okay, Alton. 22% say they can eat an entire pizza on their own. And finally, 3% say they'd rather eat pizza than be in a relationship. That was one question that was asked of Rob Ford.
Anywhere in that survey did they interview Sonny Jurgensen?
Pizza right now. Thank you very much. If you have trouble motivating yourself to get up off the couch to get stuff done, it's not a sign you're lazy. It's a sign that you're human. According to a study by evolutionary biologists from the University of British Columbia in Canada, it turns out that we are all hardwired to be lazy. So when you do get motivated to do stuff, your brain has to work extra hard and use lots of energy to overcome human nature. But why are we built to be lazy? Because it helps our bodies save energy. And for ancient humans, that was a big advantage because it meant you could use your extra energy for hunting and survival. So go back to the cave and watch.
Oftentimes, go back to
your man cave.
Oftentimes, it does go back to our hardwiring and our instinct. That makes
sense.
Hunt
and gather.
Yes.
And
then gatherers.
Yes.
That's what we were
go
doing.
Go gather pepperoni.
And now a little something. Neighbors are complaining about a man in Stuart, Florida.
Stuart, Florida. Now, where is that?
North of Jupiter, south of Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
Who has been outside. Yeah, he's been outside in his yard working in the nude.
Oh.
And witnesses of the nudity say they've seen enough. Melissa Nye, lovely lady. She's one of his neighbors. And she said he works on his car and does it naked, and everyone has called the police. He's just out there doing his yard work naked. Charlie Estes is another neighbor. He said, have some respect. Kids catch the bus here. It's wrong. Officials with the Martin County Sheriff's Office previously said they're unable to take any action against him because the man is on private property and is not touching himself inappropriately. But they're working on it, and they're trying to make a case to prevent this man from doing this.
Sound logic.
Yeah.
On a related note, most neighbors agree that things only get really bad once every 3 months when he changes his oil.
That doesn't make any sense, but it sounded funny to me.
Remember what we talked about before the show, Mike? You're right.
Yes,
you're
that's right. Changing his oil.
That's right.
You just picture the guy. All right, forget
that's
it.
That's right.
We'll come back with the audio of Alton Rob Spiewak right here. He's changing his oil.
Oh,
bring
no.
Bring the kids inside.
Rob Mayer here from the Rob and Joe Show. You know, with having Rob Spiewak on the network, I could admit that it gets a little confusing. Rob and Joe, is that Rob Spiewak? Is that Rob Mayer? So, in order to end all the confusion, I will change my name to something, well, that won't be as confusing. So, from now on, you can call me Jack Diamond. It's the JD and Joe Show. A new episode every single week. Thank you.
JD. Thanks, JD. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's a change in the air, and that can only mean one thing. It's autumn, bitches.
Yeah!
Pumpkin spice for days. Time to go out and romp in the colorful fallen leaves. But beware, it's the time of the year for chiggers and ticks.
Yes.
And even worse, TMOS listeners that don't subscribe to the bonus show. They suck worst of all. Blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave you feeling, at very least, comedically drained. Don't drain us. You disgusting bloodsuckers. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. And it still has that yummy flavor that screams autumn.
Autumn.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you. Now, take the big handle on the door, open up the audio vault with the sounds in it, and tell Rob Spiewak to play them on the show.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I have been watching my smartphone all day because today is the day that they can roll out the new EAS system where President Trump can send a message to every phone in America.
Oh, wow.
And so this is something that, you know, in case
isn't that Twitter?
Sort of, but in case of emergency, regardless of your social media platform, the president can notify you. So keep an eye on it, because it could happen at any time. Oh, it's happening now.
Bing, bing,
hello,
bing,
Rob.
Bing, 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 bong, bing, 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 bong, bong.
Bye.
Bing, that's the end of that.
So, You have to be aware at any time. It could happen.
Absolutely. You never know when he's going to send the message.
You never do. Yep. It could happen.
Chew on my lozenge while I'm talking.
It could happen again today.
It could. Who knows? Before the show's over. You
right.
Never know.
In this audio vault.
Oh, wait a minute. My phone's starting to vibrate. What's happening here? I don't know what's happening here. Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Space Force. Think of that. Space Force.
It could happen at any time. There's a player on a high school football team. His name is Adonis Watt. Great name. Mm-hmm. And he's loved by his teammates, but he's blind. And he's still a valuable part of the team. He's loved by his team. This is a very sweet story. They put him in for a few plays last weekend. He scored 2 touchdowns. One a 3-yard run, one a 1-yard run. And here's the thing that's great. They did not tell the opponent that they were playing against a blind player.
Oh, wow.
So he went in there just like any other player and put 12 on the board, and here he is and his teammates talking about him.
I mean, you just got to run through him. You know, you can't. For example, if it's a run play, I'm on the left side. Quarterback is supposed to go across him and go right. You got to, like, run through it so I can know exactly, like, where I'm supposed to be.
Well, it's like any other player, really. He's a person. God gives everyone challenges in their life, and he's clearly overcome his. You know, his personality is crazy fun. Every single day on the field, it's just, you wake up, it's like, man, Adonis is going to be funny today. Like, he's stronger than most people on the field, and he's got a lot of heart.
He came up through a football family. I believe his dad was a coach. His brothers played. And so for him to get out on the field is just an amazing story.
That's
when
you feel like a human being. That's human being.
Touching.
That's humanity at its finest.
Love
we need more of that.
We need some more of that. Meanwhile, we're looking for pizza sauce.
Meanwhile, in Boston, your Red
Sox.
They
weren't passing plays, though, right?
No. He ran for 3 and he ran
for
1.
I'm sorry.
Mike!
That's horrible. I'm so sorry.
That's the worst.
I'm sorry.
That's really the worst. Meanwhile, in Boston, the Red Sox, your Red Sox are one.
Yeah, I had to. That's another one where I can't help it. It's like a disorder.
We share
I said
that.
How I really felt, and then I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
The Sox are one game away from clinching their division championship, Mike. And when they were delivering the banners and signage to Fenway,
right.
There's
your banner, Starica!
Fell out of the truck and was laying in the middle of the road. Two Boston residents found it and called the Red Sox and asked that they would return it in exchange for playoff tickets.
There you go. Mm. That's the spirit of New England enterprise.
Eventually, they did return it for nothing, but here's the fans on finding the banner.
One person ran it over a little bit, like hit it a little bit.
There you are.
I'm like, pull over. What is it?
We
thought it was jerseys or something like that. That's what it looked like. And then when we unraveled it and we seen what it was, we just knew it was something big.
We brought it behind Green Street Park. We opened it up. It was then we realized what we had.
And I'm going to give them back the banner, and that's going to be the good luck charm.
I want to give it back to the Red Sox, man. It's like, you know, to give them back that luck.
Yeah, it's going to be the banner.
Stewie,
luck.
You got to return the banner.
There's
no way. Tell Carl to come over here, pick up the banner, take it right down to Fenway, and maybe they'll give us the playoff tickets for the Sox.
It'd be a
that's
good luck champ.
That's all we have to worry
It'd
about.
Be a
come
good
on
luck
now.
Champ. It'd be a good luck champ. But
that's
they still
right.
got to win.
Departed.
Banner.
They departed. Why'd they hire Jack Nicholas? He can't do that. What, Nicholson? Oh, lick it. All right. No all right. problem at all.
And let us close with this big news in the world of condiments. Mike, I know we all like to... Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Another one?
You're right. Fired.
That's quick.
It is. That was a quickie.
Well, maybe you'll right call there. Back. Oh, he does. Okay.
Oh, another one? Good.
You're fired.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
He meant that when he said it
good
twice.
Measure.
Everybody in the country gets that.
Everybody. It's very important. Space Force.
Absolutely.
Oh, big condiment news.
Heinz has announced it will begin selling a mayo chup, which is a bottle of ketchup mixed with mayonnaise. Incidentally, mayo chup is also the sound you'll make after eating it.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. And I've been telling you for a very long time, so I sure hope you do that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ooh, that's a bingo.